The Church of St. Feliu. The first church in the town was that of St. John the Baptist, which is now buried under the ancient road, once known as the Canjado or San Joan Road, and today as the Conserrara Road, ensuring that the earliest houses in the town were situated around it. The St. Feliu Church, most probably the second building, is referred to in documents in the year 1025, when it was sold by Conde Berenguer Ramon II. The Roman building, located at the center of the town between two riverbeds and in those days on a hill, consisted of only one nave and would have had as many as three altars. The biggest was dedicated to St. Feliu, and the others to St. Mary and St. John the Baptist. The latter boasted an altarpiece painted between 1425 and 1430 by Bernat Martorell, one of the most important artists of Catalonia's second international Gothic period. Today, we can see an exact replica because the original was moved to the Diocesan Museum of Barcelona for restoration and conservation. In 1540, the increase in population and the need to renovate the old temple led to a new parish being erected. It had a Gothic front with archivolts and foliage, with a lower relief by Felix of Achis, five-turn interior keys, two lateral chapels, and a belfry. Emphasis must also be placed upon the variety of Gothic ironwork kept there and the silver processional cross, dated 1602. When the Civil War broke out in 1936, the sculptures of Mare de Deu del Roser and of Del Carme were burnt, as well as that of the Saint Vicent Castle. The front of the church conserves its defenses and parapet. There was once a well in the small square in front of the main door, and they used to bury plague victims in the lower plain. Today, on the same square, we can see the stone altar which belonged to the old town register. Originally, it was situated on the Nun's Rise, which is where the priest blessed the town's four cardinal points with readings from the four evangelists.